This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The father of the Turkish-American activist killed by Israeli soldiers in the occupied West Bank last week welcomed on Thursday Turkey's decision to initiate an independent investigation into her death and called on the United States to do the same.
Turkey blames Israel and announced its own probe into the death of Ayşenur Eşgeğegi, a Turkish-American activist who was killed by Israeli forces last week while protesting settlements in the occupied West.
Recep Tayyip Erdoğan.
We will take every legal step to ensure that the blood of our Ayşenur Eşgeğegi does not remain on the ground.
Israel's campaign in Gaza has continued for 11 months, despite U.S. pressure for parties to reach a ceasefire in return for the release of hostages held by Hamas. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, the Democratic presidential nominee, addressed supporters at a rally in the swing state of... after Moscow saying to allow Ukraine.
His comments came during a joint bid call the direct involvement of the U.S. and Europe in the war and would trigger...
Freddie Joyner. Ukraine accused Russia on Thursday of using strategic bombers to strike a civilian grain vessel in a missile attack in Black Sea waters near NATO member Romania, escalating tensions between Moscow and the military alliance. President Volodymyr Zelensky said the vessel carrying Ukrainian grain to Egypt had been hit overnight by a Russian missile just after it left Ukrainian territorial waters. There were no casualties, he said. The U.S. ambassador to Ukraine strongly condemned the attack and said Russia was responsible. Zimbabwe's government says it is considering a proposal to cull its elephant population to address food shortages and reduce the effects of an El Nino-induced drought, just like its western neighbor Namibia recently decided. But some conservationists are pushing back. Columbus Mavunga reports from Harare.
Zimbabwe is one of the five countries in southern Africa that the World Food Program says has been hard hit by El Nino drought, leaving millions of people food insecure. The proposal to cull elephants follows Namibia's recently announced plans to cull 723 wild animals, including 83 elephants, to mitigate the effects of the drought and distribute the meat to communities facing food shortages. Columbus Mavungam, VOA News, Harare.
Senegal's president, Bassirou Diomaye Faye, has dissolved the opposition-dominated parliament, paving the way for a snap legislative election 6 months after he was voted on in an anti-establishment platform. The new election has to take place within the next 90 days, according to the country's constitution. Analysts say Faye's political party has a high chance of securing a majority, given his popularity and his victory margin in the presidential election. The 44-year-old won the vote in March to become Africa's youngest elected leader. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.